What's good, everybody? It's your boys, TJ, Kane, and Dylan on the TKT podcast, the Two Kill Time podcast, your favorite podcast on all podcast streaming platforms. You're probably going to hear the dogs go berserk because as I started doing this intro, Haley decided to walk through the door from work. We were starting this a little bit on a miscue, I guess. I don't really know, but we're fucking rolling it.
Not a single bar.
I know. It's crazy. Not a wine, nothing. Hopefully, maybe they got put down or something. I don't know.
I haven't heard but a blork out of them.
A blork is crazy.
A blork? Brack.
A blork is crazy. Anyways, I'm going to redo this intro because I can't fuck it up. What's good, everybody? It's your boys, TJ, Kane, and Dylan on the TKT podcast, Two Kill Time podcast, your favorite podcast on all podcast streaming platforms.
Yo.
Spotify podcast, Apple podcast, and YouTube. I'm in shambles, boys.
That was a rough one.
Rough
for
shape.
That was a rough
I'm
one.
In rough shape. Don't worry, we'll cut out that well, middle one.
That's gonna
we
get
don't want,
edited out.
Yeah, we
for
don't
sure.
want that to go to.
Let me
go to
gather
anyone.
My bearings.
No, we can't have that.
Let's
get
it
post.
Together, boys.
Yeah,
we gotta get it together.
Let's fucking reel
that's
it
gonna
in.
Get, that's getting cut in post production. Boys,
I mean, keep it just in case.
Boys, how was our week, Dylan? Remason, ream our ass.
Well, new host, you're first.
This week was pretty good. I've been doing a lot of DoorDash lately. Been making quite a bit of money with that. You know, super easy. I enjoy driving around, so.
The door?
Yeah. It kind of seems like they
it
do.
It seems. So
did
the
you
garage?
Hear that? If Dill didn't hear it, we should be fine.
I didn't hear things.
Sorry, like I said, we're in a fucking shambles on the start.
If we just blew out cars' bases,
yeah,
we're sorry.
Yeah. Sorry. If you're listening to this in a car, you probably heard that if you have a 12-inch amp in there.
Yeah.
Or
the garage door opened, and it seemed like the mic was picking up, like the boom, but
yeah,
we'll see.
These are all high-end, so I'd have no idea.
Oh, so we should be fine. Right, Dill, yeah, cool. How was your week, buddy?
How are you?
Well, it was pretty good. You know, I can't complain. I picked up a lot of DoorDash this week. I was able to make a pretty good amount of money on that, dude. DoorDash has slept on.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like it depends.
It depends where you are.
I feel like here you could do great.
Oh, yeah.
There you could definitely do great. And I've been averaging over $20 an hour doing it. So it's,
wow.
Yeah.
Is that, like, including gas?
Well, $20 an hour is just your income. That's not your expense.
That's, yeah.
You fucking goober.
Well, I'm saying, like,
you fucking goob.
You know.
I mean, in gas, my car does pretty good on gas, so... It doesn't
cost
me
money.
Yeah,
when it's fucking running.
Yeah, when it works.
I had a lot to take care of, but we got that.
Just, bro didn't even smile. He just fucking... I had a lot to take care of, okay?
Yeah, I did. No, I do not argue with that.
No, there's a lot going on, but we're fine,
it's
okay?
It's fine. Everything's
knock
fine.
On wood. Fucking we're
yeah,
okay.
Everything's good.
Hey, we got it fixed. We got it inspected.
So, where are you door dashing at?
I'm door dashing in Glens Falls area.
Huh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So there's.
It's pretty busy.
Of people.
Yeah.
That's a.
I don't think I can name a single place to eat in Glens Falls.
It's all your.
There's plenty of them.
Yeah, there's got to be an Applebee's.
I mean, when I was going to Adirondack, like there's a lot for lunch.
There's a lot. Yeah. And that was just Queensbury, like Glens Falls.
Did you guys have
I got like six sushi places to choose from.
Six sushi places in Glens Falls?
I'm at probably least, not going to do that.
Probably not hitting that up.
I'm good.
There's one that I enjoy. I'm not going to lie to you.
I'm not a sushi guy.
What's it called?
Mikado.
Oh, there's a place called down... Well, it's not down the road anymore. It was when we were in Eastside. It's called Sushi Zilla or some shit. Zilla Sushi, something like that.
Okay.
It's pretty fire. I enjoyed it. I'm not a big sushi guy, but I do like me a good old like California roll or like a spicy tuna roll.
Okay, I mean.
But if you hand me a fucking piece of sushi and there's just like a piece of fucking salmon draped across,
it's called sashimi.
Probably gonna check the fuck out. Probably gonna be like, yeah, waiter, bring me the bill, please.
The sashimi's a little too much.
Nah, bro, I'm checking out.
I can't do
sushi.
That either. Like,
sushi.
I like the rolls. You know,
yeah,
different assortments, but
yeah,
I'll fuck up
just
some Chinese
straight
food,
raw fish.
I used to fucking hate Chinese food, and then I got introduced to Panda Express.
Chinese food, hibachi,
Panda Express.
Hibachi, I'm with, but like Chinese food, nah, like that fake ass fucking chicken with the breading, I don't fuck with that.
It sits all wrong. It depends.
Yeah,
it definitely
yeah,
does.
It's fucking shit's definitely a solid. Like. I'm not going to have diarrhea. That shit's coming out in fucking one massive log.
Are we sure it's chicken?
No.
not possible.
It's probably proven that it's not.
Probably not.
It's definitely low grade, whatever it is.
How was your week?
Yeah. Honestly, man, it's not been great.
I feel like, that.
Yeah, it hasn't been good. Work's been fucking ass.
Yeah.
We had basically all last week. Our property manager was in Dallas, so we were short-staffed.
Oh, fun.
And then I was off Saturday, Sunday. My coworker worked Saturday, Sunday. Ownership visit Monday. Coworker had PTO. So it was just me, Renee, and Kate. Ownership was there, so it was obviously, you know, heightened awareness of everything. Monday's visit went well, and then Tuesday, coworker called out, got sick. She ended up getting strep, so she hasn't been there all week. You know, I hope she's feeling better. Shout out, Kalisha. Anyways, so Tuesday is ownership visit at our secondary property that we're over Chapman's. That one didn't go, you know, great.
Yeah.
So that was super fun.
Yeah.
And then Wednesday, yesterday, we closed the office early, went to Topgolf. That was a good time. That's probably like the highlight over the last couple weeks since you've seen me.
I mean, that's far. How'd you play?
I was the most consistent. Garrett can hit the ball really far. Like, he was like 140, 150 ball speed.
Oh, shit.
But, like, you think we had bad slices? Bro was, like, getting it to the top of the net. Like, he was close because it was every time. But I think he could be good at golf. Everybody else is okay. I just feel like I was the most consistent. Like, I was just going out there trying to hit the ball and see where I could put it and using all the different clubs. That went well. And then today, Kalisha called out. So it was Kate had PTO. Kalisha called out again. I was supposed to be off. Went in to help Renee. Was supposed to leave at 2. Ended up not leaving till 5. And may or may not have to go in tomorrow. Oh. Because tomorrow's closeout, and if Kalisha calls out again, Kate and Renee will be busy with closeout, like closing out financials and shit.
Sure.
So I would have to go into cover, so.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I was gonna make an alcoholic drink, but I needed the energy, because.
This.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Engagement.
No, I feel you.
How was your week, buddy? Well, 2 weeks.
It's been a rough fucking 2 weeks. Let me tell you.
Why?
Last week, I don't know what. I was just one of them weeks. It was one of them days.
That's how this week's
for been. A week.
Yeah.
So that's how that was.
Yeah.
And then this fucking week at my job, two of our managers are gone for the entire week because they're out helping some other store open up and get everything fucking situated. So it's only me and one other manager, and then we have another manager, but it's more like a 0.5 manager.
It's more like just a bystander there in case the building starts burning up.
Yeah, like just has the title. But
it's like volunteer fire department, but like it's the guy that hasn't took his Firefighter 1 course yet.
Right, right.
Like he's just there for moral support.
Like you know.
Hold up. Shout out volunteer firefighters.
Y'all are just as important.
I'm just saying, if you don't have the ability to go in the fucking burning house, you know. Anyways.
Anywho. So, she's been tough.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's her name?
We're not gonna. I might just leave it at she.
Okay. You know?
I might just leave names out of it completely.
Yeah, Mandy's a real Martha. Bitch.
Martha? What do we go with? Sandy? Mandy?
Mandy.
Mandy?
Mandy. I like Mandy.
Mandy. All right, yeah.
I think that's just the name we should use.
So, yeah, Mandy fucking.
Got a real Mandy.
Mandy and it up,
bro. I think that's what we call our fans.
Mandy's.
Mandy's?
Real pieces of shit.
Real
you know?
Fucking Mandy's.
Real fucking, real, real Mandy's.
Yeah. So fucking Mandy, okay? She's fucking airhead, bro. But like, there is nothing in there.
Yeah.
Like, you remember them old, like, fucking like airhead commercials?
Yeah.
With the, like, big ass fucking, and they start floating around?
Yeah.
It's like that.
Like London Tipton type shit.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yeah, okay. Pretty much. But with. And it
worse.
The lights are on, but no one's home.
Bingo. Right, yeah.
No, not, lights aren't on. Is home.
Is
can't
home,
see anything.
Can't.
Locked, pitch black.
Locked inside.
Trying to cook dinner in the dark type of shit.
Night lights plugged into the wall, but hanging out a little bit.
Using phone flashlight because it doesn't want to turn on a light.
Using phone flashlight to try and find the phone.
Right.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, she's just been making work fucking brutal. And today was a fucking day. I'm going to be honest. Like, so it was only me and her. She had to come in early for me because I was the only one opening and I can't open the store by myself, I think, like, legally or it's just, that's good for it. Was that your phone?
Yep. That's going to go ahead and stay down there.
Okay. But anywho, so I can't open the store by myself and okay. No one else was there. So she came in early, an hour early, and she was supposed to be my cashier today. Just fucking immediately, as soon as she gets in, logs on and goes, "Hey, my register's broken. You gotta log on and help these people." I said, "What?" I
use another one.
Yeah, I said, "Just take your drawer.
Slide fucking.
Just take your drawer out.
Do a little whoopty scoop.
Go to the fucking net. We got four of the bitches.
Yeah, you pick one.
No one's here." She goes, "You have a customer," and walks away. And I was like, dude.
Me?
Dude. Oh, boys, I almost fucking lost it. And she's old, dude. Not like, why are you still working?
Yeah, she's not elderly, but she's, you know, pushing.
Getting there. And
falls down one time in a wheelchair, rest of her life type thing?
Yeah, there's a chance. Yeah. Anywho, she just made today so much more difficult for me while somehow magically avoiding doing any work besides the last 40 minutes that she was there.
Oh, well, what'd she do? Let's look on the bright side. What'd she do in the last 40 minutes?
Ran register while I was counting down and leaving.
There we go.
How'd she do that if her password was broken? God.
Password broken.
Dude, the funniest part, she disappeared and I went to log on her register to see if it was really broken. I logged right on.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, it was probably fine.
No problem.
How does it, yeah, like.
I got so mad.
I mean, we've all worked in retail, right? All three of us? Yeah. Pretty much everybody ever has worked at some capacity in retail or in some point of sale system as of now. And I mean, we have systems go down, but usually something works. Like, listen, you know what to do.
When I was
there's four. They're all their own computers. If one goes down, we have three left.
Well, that's good, because that's not how Tractor Supply was.
Right.
If one went down, both registered.
Completely wrong.
Yeah.
Like, no. When I was an assistant manager at Skechers, right? So if that sounds situation fired. Happened and I was there, I would have called IT.
I forgot you worked at Skechers.
I would have called IT and I would have figured out why the register was broken. I wouldn't have just like, I would have had you help the
customer. Yeah, like most registers have like the fucking, the 800 number for the IT direct line.
Yeah, bro. Like it's right there. Like
it's there.
Give a call, figure it out. You're the one supposed to be handling
it. Give Harry Potter a quick shout.
Harry Potter, he will fix it for you.
Dude, we need to watch the second one ASAP.
Yeah.
Harry Potter!
Alright, so anyways,
Harry Potter.
To finish out my shitty fucking work day, my other...
Work week.
Yeah, work Boy, week. It's still not over. So
mind you how
week.
Shitty your life's been.
Yeah, you know.
For friends of four.
It's been about a 4 out of 10.
That's not bad. That could be way worse.
It could be worse.
Floor's low, you know?
The only reason it's a 4 rock out of 10 bottom's is because...
Below that.
Rock bottom is next. Yeah.
Yeah.
So... The only reason it's a 4 is because I got the whole card thing figured out.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
that's
I don't even know. Did I talk about that on you?
I don't know.
My card number got stolen.
I feel like you talked about it, but I don't know.
I can't remember if I did. I'm sorry. I'll just do a quick recap. Card number got stolen. Couldn't get another card because the bank's in New York. So had to basically now use Cash App as like a makeshift bank account, kind of. And it's been a whole fucking...
So it's been like 2 weeks, I feel.
Longer. Yeah, it's been a whole fucking thing. But I finally got it figured out like yesterday. So that's what makes it a 4 out of 10 week. But Mandy, fuck them.
You got what's coming to you.
Yeah, so that's how my fucking week was.
Good luck with Mandy if she's still going to be there.
Bro. Yeah, shout out Mandy.
No.
The real one?
No. No shouting out. Like, dude.
Dude,
like this was legitimately the closest I got to like walking out and calling my boss and being like
bro, there was like a good stretch for like not last week and this week, but probably like August where like every day I was like, today's the day. I'm about to walk out of this bitch.
That was me at Price Chopper, bro.
Dude, like every fucking day I was like, I can't do this anymore, man. Like, you're going to find me hanging from the ceiling fan in the fucking model. Like, fuck this place, man.
Dude, I was just so mad because my boss, before he left, gave me this big-ass fucking to-do list to get done during the week. And Mandy's making a pain in my fucking dick to get this
shit done. Mandy's been a real thorn in my side.
Yeah, real fucking, how do you do? And I'm, oh, man. All right. Let's move on.
All right, boys. Well, before we get...
Damn. Yeah, I feel that.
Before we get into the things, our little segment here, I want to talk about fantasy football a little bit.
I'm with it.
I started out rough, man. I'm in 5 leagues unintentionally. So I'm in... Five fantasy football leagues.
5 is crazy.
I host a 16-team fantasy football league. 5 is too much. 5 is a lot.
I'm in 3. I feel like 3 is perfect.
Yeah, so I'm in a 16-team league.
I'm in that.
A 10-team paid league that I run. Will's league, which I think is 8 teams. But the scoring's fucked.
The scoring's janky as
shit. And there's like 1,000 people on each team. I'm in another paid league that I needed to be a fill person that I quite literally only know one other person in the league. It was $10, so nothing crazy. And then I'm in Jeff's league. Shout out, Jeff. With the boys. And I think it's like a 18-team league, 4 make it or 6 team and 4 make it, something like that. So I don't really worry about Jeff's and Will's that much. And the reason why I say it's a lot is because you have a lot of the same players either on the same team or you're going against them. What I mean by that, for instance, 4 out of the 5 leagues, I have Aaron Jones because it just happened to fall to me or something.
Yeah.
Whereas like the other league, I'll have Aaron Jones that I'm going against that week, but I have to root for him to win in 4, but lose in 1. And like it's not just Aaron Jones. He's just the first person that came to mind. Right. Well, anyways, I started off rough. I think I started out a combined in the first 2 weeks. I was like 2-8 out of the 10 games I played throughout the 5 leagues.
I remember you were like, buddy,
I was stressing. I'm like, man, like I have a good team, but I can't fucking figure it out. In the paid league, I had a great team, would average 120 in the first 2 weeks, and everybody I went against would have the week of their fucking life. The one win Aaron has in the paid league is against me, and he scored like 160 points. Hasn't paid attention to his fucking lineup since.
Yeah, I have noticed that.
I'm getting loud because I'm passionate about this, okay?
No, I get it.
Anyways, so I start out fucking like 2-8, and I'm in shambles. I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, I'm about to be out $50 in this league, $10 in this league. I don't even care about the other 3, and the other 3 are the one that I got the wins in.
Right.
Like, so I start out 0-2 in the paid league, 0-3 in Jeff's league, 0-4 in this other paid league.
Damn.
I think 0-2 in the 16 team, and 1-1 in Will's league.
Okay.
Fast forward. We're now 7 games into the season.
Mm-hmm.
We've been on a hot streak. The last 3 weeks, 5 fucking games a week.
Yeah.
3 weeks, we're 15-0. We haven't lost a fantasy game in 3 weeks, boys. I don't think I've ever been on this kind of high in fantasy football in my life.
Holy fuck, I didn't know that.
Yeah, 5-0.
You haven't lost in 3 weeks?
At all. In 3 weeks. So in the paid league, I'm now 4-3. Because I've won 4 in a row. Right? Because I think I started... No, I think in the paid league, I'm 5-2.
I don't know.
Something like that. And then 16, yeah, please check. 16 team league, I'm pretty sure I'm 5-2. I think paid league, I'm 4-3. 16 team league, I'm 5-2. Jeff's league, I'm now 3-3 or fucking 4-3.
You're 5-2. As am I.
Nice. Jeff's league, I'm 4-3. Other paid league, I started out 0-4 and I've won the last 3 and I'm 3-4. I had a 9% chance of making the playoffs. Now I have a 29% chance, but I'm only 1 game out.
Okay.
It's looking up, dude. That's all I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Like, things are pointing upwards.
I don't remember if I talked about it during the first episode of the podcast, but that's about the time we were really...
No, we've been taking a kind of step away from
the mentee lately. Was low for fantasy football. And I think we're in the midst. The commissioners are talking about doing a NBA basketball fantasy league. the commissioners are getting together.
We're in talks.
I like doing more people because I feel like if we do four, we're just stacked. And then, like, it's kind of like fantasy baseball and hockey. It's just a lot. Like, I got to pay attention to that shit every day.
No, you just set it for the fucking
week.
Yeah,
for the week, yeah. Well, no, you got to go through it.
Well, yeah, but that, I mean...
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but it's not, like, every day.
Whereas, like, fantasy football, when I don't know why I'm saying that, because I'm in five leagues, and I check it every fucking day to make sure, like... No one's hit. I don't even know what I'm talking about. I'm just making excuses.
It's not that much. It's not that much.
No,
this motherfucker last year, old Dilly Bob, we made up that stupid fucking rule that just fucked me and you with our like home teams.
Yeah, that really screwed me.
Yeah.
And this motherfucker likes Boston, so like he had Tatum, Jalen Brown,
I had Pascal, and then we traded him, so it didn't even matter. I don't know if I had Pascal.
Dude, my best player was like Mikal.
Mine, yeah, I was gonna say I had Bums, so
Mikal Bridges and Cam Thomas, and now it's Cam Thomas.
I could probably look, but I had like I had Jokic. I had
his team was gross.
I had Wemby. I had Chet Holmgren. I just had.
My team was ass last year. I won like four games.
I don't even remember.
I went 17-0, and then I lost in the finals because I forgot to change my players out.
I probably missed the playoffs, and there was only four of us.
That's right. No, I think you and I were battling for that bronze.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure Travis won.
Yeah, Travis won.
Yeah.
I was like, God damn it.
Well, guys.
Anywho.
Let's go ahead and get right into our segment. Dill, why don't you go ahead and introduce us to our first segment this week?
Alrighty. Well, this week we...
Presented by Dubs Barbecue Sauce and Shanky Golf, use code TKT15 or TKT415 for 15% off. They have a fucking dope hat. I didn't send it to you. Sorry to fucking sidebar this.
I've totally seen it.
Dude, that brown one?
Yes,
oh,
dude.
Oh, my God. That shit's gas. I really want... Well, there's also a shirt on TikTok. I've showed it to you forever ago. It's like Little Pecker Club. And it's got the woodpecker on the branch. Yeah. I really want that. Anyways, Dill, go ahead.
Sorry.
You probably could have done that before telling me to start this segment. Sorry.
The Little Pecker Club. Tonight.
Oh, that's fucking hilarious. All right. Anyways, this week we had a pretty good question here. We wanted to talk about what we would bring on a camping trip with the boys. What are our essential items to have a great camping trip?
So question. Go ahead.
Is it like we're just in the fucking woods, or is
so
it
like this
a
is
camp
like we're
ground?
We're pulling up like you know
like we just
you have everything
shit.
You need survival right like this isn't like you're going on a survival trip. This is like you have a cooler and a bag. Like what are your fucking what snacks, like, drinks, food? Like what
okay,
are you bringing
okay,
with you?
Okay.
Like an island on a lake. Right,
you're on a lake that has an island with a lake in it.
You're at an Airbnb,
and you're on that lake.
You're
right. That has an Airbnb that can take you to the island inside of that little lake with a kayak. And all your boys are on this little island,
and we're just in this secluded fucking island. What are you bringing
for the boys?
Weed.
All right,
gotta have it.
So, are we doing like five items that you're gonna?
Oh, we're doing five.
Let's do five items.
Okay.
We'll do it draft style. Okay. So, if you pick something, I can't bring the same thing.
Oh, okay.
Let's do that.
Okay. I mean,
you get a good list going that way.
We're all gonna have different things, like because I mean, one of you guys are gonna pick weed. I'm not, so I'm safe on that. You know, I don't have to worry about my number one pick.
Right.
Are we saying just, like, beer or whiskey, or are we getting, like, specific?
Specific. Because it matters. Because
it does matter.
If I bring a 12-pack of Coors, you can bring a 12-pack of Michelob.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. That's why I was asking. I wasn't sure if we were snagging it as a whole, or...
So, welcome, everybody, to your camping trip essential draft tier list. First ever, brought to you by Dubs Barbecue Sauce, Shanky Golf, TKT, 15 for 15% off, shankygolf.com. Dill, with the number one overall pick... In the 2024.
Also brought to you by DFX Productions. Shout out your boy.
Hey, do you have first a logo? Pick. We can get that on the screen.
Do I have a what?
A logo.
A logo.
Oh, no, I don't have a logo yet.
Oh,
no
well.
Logo.
We got to work that out.
Yeah, let's get that together. We're going to get that on the screen here.
Anyways, first pick in the draft. We're going to go
That sip was weirdly
You know what? You know what really makes it for me? We got to bring enough dinner, and I'm thinking I want steak every night.
Oh, every night.
Every night? For every sure. Night. I'm with it.
I'm good with
We're
that.
We're on the same wavelength here. I already have.
So I'm bringing some prime quality steaks and a nice skillet.
My second or you second?
So hold on, that's
wait,
two different
wait, that's
picks.
Two, I mean,
the, that's, okay, the skillet doesn't count. They're my,
wait,
okay.
You can just cook on the fire.
Okay,
I was gonna say just we're fine.
Yeah.
We're fine.
Okay, all right, that's
all right. What? All right.
You
steak.
Second or am I second?
Prime quality, good steak. Yeah,
we're talking USDA prime.
All right. Like some good
number fucking, one steak.
Number one.
I mean, it really goes hand in hand with camping. But give me the hot dogs, bro.
Okay,
you gotta have the hot dogs. Get all the fucking meats.
You know. Hot dogs for lunch, steak for dinner.
So this...
He gets it.
I don't want to point this out as this is my number one pick, because I don't want it to mean it's my number one pick. But going off of what you guys said, this is going to be a prime. This is a prime pick. We're talking baked beans.
Oh.
Right out of the can. Oh. Baked beans.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
With the weenies and the steak, we're in there. We're,
right
we're,
on
bowling.
The
we're on it.
We're bowling.
We're on it. Yep. All right.
What more do you need? Shit.
On you, Dill.
Are we doing snake or are we doing just round robin?
We could snake it.
Okay, okay. So my second pick.
Yeah, dick's on the table.
Okay. Second pick, I'm probably going to go. This is going to be a hard pick.
Oh, God.
All right, snacks. The snack category.
Are we still in snacks? Okay.
Yeah, no, not. We are in the food. We are in the meal category. Now we're in the snack
now
category.
We're in snacks. Got it. Got it.
The little sticks with the cup of cheese.
And the little reds,
yeah,
fucking spreader.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Dog.
Yep. Oh. Like 24 pack of them bitches.
Mm. Those are getting body.
Yeah, that's day
Those
one.
Are getting
Gone.
Body.
Gone.
Damn, that is such a valid pick.
So oddly specific, but perfect.
What do you got?
All right, this might be like, what age are we?
Right now, like right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, then right that now. Changes.
Yeah,
hold on, give me a second.
Like
give
we were
second.
About to go.
Next yeah, week. We're fucking packing up, leaving tomorrow.
All right, then get me.
I'm down.
The fucking purple bag Doritos.
Spicy sweet chili.
Spicy sweet chili.
Banging. Two bags.
Yeah.
Hell, two bags.
Party size.
Yeah. We're making sure we got enough to get through the weekend.
I feel like you guys covered it up pretty good with the munches on the snacks.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna bring. Something to swallow it down with now.
Swallow it down.
We're going to go with a nice 30 rack of Coors Banquet.
That's a solid pick.
Oh, I'm not mad at that.
Because I was going to say, yeah, I was going to say 12 pack.
30's even better.
Yeah.
Got
no, 30's bountiful.
30 is
will.
Good.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
Back to you,
better
buddy.
Back to me.
You kind of have to rapid fire.
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, wait, no, wait. No, it's Dill's turn again. Dill's turn again. Snake. So he goes twice, then you, then me twice, then you.
Oh, so I just get fucked. Got it.
Dill's third overall pick.
I'm bringing my boat.
Oh, what a banger.
Yeah, what a solid pickup.
What a pick.
I didn't think about that.
Holy shit. Okay. Okay.
Now we're leaning somewhere.
Now we're getting somewhere. Get me...
I got a great pick.
Ah, fuck. Guys, I'm in between whiskeys here. It's definitely whiskey. I'm just in between whiskeys.
Would you rather a Woodford? Or a fucking Jameson?
I'd rather have Woodford because I have a great pairing, but... My next pick is great.
I was also leaning towards Woodford because we got all the meats. Got all the meats going.
Yeah.
It's a little fucking smoky.
Yeah.
So,
little smoky action.
Little smoke.
Little third overall pick from your boy fucking W here. A fucking little like 12 pack of Stogies. Little cigars.
Oh.
Little cheap ones, you know. Nothing crazy. Just like little 12 packs.
You don't want to get a cube?
No, just cheap ones so we can smoke them all weekend.
Fair.
You know, we're drinking, drinking whiskey and steak every night. This is like luxury, lab luxury.
We're looking quantity over quality.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that pairs well with the steak, the whiskey. Plus we have some beers. You know, a little fire, some baked beans, you know, the little fucking sticks and Doritos, some cheese.
So what's the last thing, like dessert?
Well, we each have two more picks. I was only my third.
Whatever you need.
So, yeah. So, if Dill's going to bring his boat.
Someone's got
to
bring.
We have to bring.
The poles.
The poles in the tackle box. So, I'll supply the fishing poles in the tackle box.
Perfect.
Because I have all that in the garage.
Okay.
Got fishing poles.
All right, this is going to be a sleeper pick, I think. You guys weren't thinking about this.
Okay.
Give me a speaker.
Okay.
Big ass banging speaker.
Okay.
I'm with it. You know, it's not a, you know.
Yeah.
But we need it.
Yeah. So you got to have it.
Got to have it.
Got to have it.
Still, thank you.
I think we forgot something crucial that I look forward to every time I wake up when I'm camping.
I got one
and
more.
That is a full-blown breakfast. I'm talking coffee.
Oh, yeah. We got to bring, like, fucking six dozen eggs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Home fried. Just eggs and eggs, bacon.
Like, full breakfast. Coffee included. Got to have it.
Yeah, we're fucking having continental breakfast, steaks every night for dinner, dude. This is about to be a $1,000 camping trip.
Yeah, dude. Where are we going?
Sleeping on the ground, but we got steaks for dinner.
I was going to say, none of us has said.
Oh, no. That's what I mean. Like, we have all that stuff. All that stuff.
Yeah, that's already taken care of.
All right, Dill, with your last pick, what are you thinking, buddy?
Oh, God. Last pick. Oh, this is a tough one.
I got my last one locked, buddy. This one's so good. This one's so for the boys.
I don't really have one right now.
No one's bringing weed yet, so.
Oh, shit. You got that, or should I get it?
Yeah.
I got another one, but you know I'm going to bring it. Okay, so, yeah, we'll leave that to him. You know, this is going to be crucial, but very, like, not realized. Like, yeah, we could forage for wood, but that's going to be a bitch, so let's bring some firewood.
Just, you know, just enough to get it going.
Just enough.
I think that's
fucking starter shit. I like that.
You know, pick out some fallen branches, but if it's wet, it's a pain. So, yeah, firewood.
I like that.
All right.
I like that pick. So, I'm going to go weed.
Okay.
Rah. Crazy. Yeah.
What? Rah.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Just crowd explodes in the back. This one, you know, Dill keeps mentioning crucial picks.
He does.
This is really a... It's real ragtime pick, if you will. It's real, real fucking crucial. I say ragtime because that means, like, hoorah, like, it's getting the boys together.
Yeah. Rallying.
It's kind of two... I'm just going to leave it at one. Bringing a football, dude. Yucking the pigskin around.
Yucking the fucking rock. Yeah.
Yucking the pigskin.
Yeah, that's a
and
good
the,
pick.
And the other one, because I'm sure there's going to be a clearing somewhere in the woods large enough, a wiffle ball and a wiffle ball bat. Who doesn't want to play wiffle ball?
See, I was thinking like a dartboard.
A little harder.
No, you can just hang it up on a tree.
Yeah, but I feel like we could lose the darts if we miss. You
don't miss.
For sure.
We're asking a lot.
Nah, we don't miss in the garage.
Not that bad. Not that bad.
No, that's fair. Not that bad.
We'd hit the board.
But I was thinking like a cornhole.
Cornhole.
I just feel like cornhole's harder to commute with. You know, that's
it's a big
yeah.
Commitment.
Whereas like anybody can throw a football in the back of your car.
I was also thinking like a tube.
Tube?
Yeah, like
a
with
water
to get to like on the water to be tubing, or get pulled by the boat. These are all good honorable mentions.
You can't swim, so that doesn't sound good for you.
No, I'm good with the boat. Nice. I'll drive the boat. Let me drive the boat.
He'll drive the boat, Bill.
let me drive the boat. So, that's pretty much our draft, guys.
Yes.
Let us know in the Q&A on Spotify or in the comments on YouTube what you guys would bring to your must-need essential
What did we miss? What did we leave out?
Yeah, let us know.
Speaking of what we'd leave out, going to a friend's house, so... This is another thing we kind of talked about that we want to hit on. You're going over to your buddy's house, right? Let's set the scene.
You're having a time.
It's a cool fucking Thursday night right now.
You know?
Yeah, it's Thursday.
Today.
Yeah.
I thought you were setting a scene.
Well, I am.
Okay.
It's a cool Thursday night.
For sure. I'm with you.
You're going over to your buddy's house, Thursday night football, you know?
Yeah.
You're going to watch the fucking Vikings and Rams because that's
he's
who's
got
playing
a den.
Tonight.
He's got a den with a pool table.
Yeah.
Oh,
like a nice place.
All around.
Yeah, like seven? It's downstairs. It's in the basement. Yep. It's basically a man room.
It's the man cave.
It's got a bar. Yep. You know, dartboard.
Dartboard.
Pool table. Foosball table.
Ping pong.
Everything.
Like, everything you could ever imagine.
Beer on draft.
When you get there, it's you, it's a couple of your boys. Let, for instance, let's say it's me, TJ, Dylan, maybe some Matts there. Maybe a Chris or two.
Maybe a Chris.
Maybe a Brian or a Tyler. All chilling. Notice how I threw in Tyler there?
I did. That was a nice touch. I
didn't expect it.
Yeah, right? So imagine, you know, you go over. What's one thing, or what are a couple things, I guess, in conversation, that if your buddy offered it to you, one you're saying no to, or if that's there, is going to make you leave or say something to your friend?
All right, are we talking like fun, or is it like this dude's like, yo, hit this fucking meth?
Well, yeah, it could be that too. It could be anything.
I wasn't really leaning
that way. Like, the first thing that came to my mind, I mentioned this prior to the pod here.
Yeah.
It's like, if I walk in and it's just me and a couple buddies, like it's us four, and we walk in, and he breaks out the charcuterie board. And I don't mean like one of those little fucking crackers and cheese and pepperoni boards.
You're talking
fancy. I'm talking like he made a fucking charcuterie board. I'm probably going to be like, hey, man, what the fuck is this? What are we doing? Like, where's the French onion dip and Lay's?
Are you trying to fuck me?
Yeah, like, are you trying to fucking get me hot and heavy right now?
Are you coming
this
on?
This isn't a date.
He's like, I brought this beautiful Chardonnay.
Yeah, he fucking breaks out the red wine.
I was going to say, bro, probably wine.
Okay.
If you're with the boys... Listen, if you're at dinner, it's
it
a
better be
thing.
A beer or whiskey.
That's what I'm saying. If you're with the boys and he's like, I got the rosé. You're like,
why?
Just dead silent.
The door.
Use and like, it. I'm not a wine guy. So first off, you know, I'll drink pretty much
wine.
Anything but wine.
I'm not hating on wine. I'm just saying.
No, I'm just not a wine guy.
It's game and night. You're pulling out some fucking wine.
Yeah. And so another thing that, you know,
that
kind of
not sophisticated
kind of brings up another thing. And this is something I'm going to call out Anthony Morelli for.
Okay. I'm kind of glad you moved past that. Yeah. Go ahead.
So you go over to a friend's house.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're going to watch the game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a guy that likes to have music on. Doesn't need to be loud. I want to hear the game, but I want some tunes.
Just
I want to hear
background.
Like some, maybe some Travis Scott, you know.
A little fucking
mood
fucking,
going.
Yeah, you know, keep the vibes up.
Right.
When, during commercials, you can turn it up and be like, yeah, oh, game's back on.
Oh.
You know? And, you know, munching on some chips over in the kitchen, talking to the wife or something.
Finger
you know,
food.
Talking to his mom, you know, over at your buddy's house. If you put on smooth jazz.
Smooth jazz?
Smooth jazz.
Elevator music.
The smoothest.
I'm saying something. We're going to have a conversation like, hey, what are we doing?
Yeah, we got to talk.
Like, what are we
pulling
doing?
Pulling to the side, you know, hit a little fucking little bro talk. And be like, hey, bro.
Hey, man.
What are we doing?
We gotta get the vibes up here.
What are you playing?
And Anthony does that. Like, we were over for the Super Bowl. And mind you, you turn up for the Super Bowl a couple hours early, right? Like, this isn't last year. This is the year before. You turn up to the Super Bowl.
I'm expecting.
At 3 o'clock. For some snacks, you know, good time, a little pregame action. Maybe go out, throw the pigskin, cup of cornhole while he grills some food.
Yeah.
Music on. Didn't have music on. I was like, okay, you know, I'm not going to say nothing.
No, that's fine. Yeah.
6 o'clock before the game starts, I'm now buzzing. Like, I'm feeling good. Hey, man, where's the music?
Still.
Oh, I got you. Smooth jazz. I was like, buddy.
That's.
He was like, well, like, I don't want it to be loud or anything. Like, I just, you know, we're chilling. And I'm like. It's fucking Super Bowl. Game comes on, you turn it off.
What are we doing?
Yeah, game comes on, you turn off the music. But, like, we got 2 hours till game time, brother.
2 hours?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, nah, yeah.
Like,
you
having people over for Thanksgiving dinner. My family always played music during the holidays. Like, especially before dinner, we were bumping. Morning of, dad wakes up at 8, blasting music.
I was going to say, music only goes down when we're eating.
Yeah.
And it's back to vibing.
He would put on smooth jazz, and it's like, brother, put on country even. Give me anything.
Yeah, I couldn't do the smooth jazz. Listen, if it's like, I'm expecting to hear smooth jazz at like a fine dining restaurant, bro.
Not even. Give me Frank Sinatra.
That's in the same realm, I feel.
Kinda. I guess, like, you could call it elevator music, yeah.
Well, no, maybe not, but it just, I couldn't do that. I would just need something. Yeah, country, anything.
Literally anything.
Not opera, not classical, not
so,
smooth jazz.
So, like, that's something that would make me have a conversation. What about you guys?
Let's see, are we talking like... See, because I'm thinking like if someone hands me a drink.
Yeah, like what are you saying no to? Like for me, if I'm at somebody's house, this was the example I used in the beginning. If somebody offers me a rye, I'll take it, but it's not something I'm buying. But if he has anything else to offer, like if he asks me, hey, what do you want to drink? And I'm looking at his whiskey shelf, not taking the rye. But if he walks over to me with a glass,
that's a whole different
I'm going to be like, okay, yeah, I'll take it. But if he asks me, like, and he only has a selection of six different rye whiskeys, I'm going to raise a question.
Yeah. No, I mean.
My immediate, like, red flag, somebody pulls out some Everclear.
Everclear is definitely, or Four Loko.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm out.
Either of those options.
I'm a selection guy. Like, you know the fridge. Like, there's usually multiple selections. If I open the fridge and it's just one kind of beer or, like...
There's no variety?
Yeah, there's not even, like, fucking a soda or, like, a tea in there. Damn. You know, I'm asking a question. Like, hey, man, are you okay?
Like, is everything all
right? Like, are you going through something right now? Why do you have 36 Coors Lights in here, but you don't have a single you don't have a single glass of milk or something.
You got nothing. Like, what are you hydrated?
Yeah, like
with beer.
No food.
Dude, yeah, like, are you good?
There's not many things though. Like, I'll always like, yeah, like if you said, like if they're handing it to me, I'm not gonna. Be
I'll
like,
take it.
I don't want
but
it.
But if they offer it to me,
yeah, like yeah. I'm gonna put it down.
Beer on the table, whiskey's on the table. Tequila is probably something I'm not gonna.
Just, Anthony's a big tequila guy. It like, if he hands me a glass of tequila, I'm probably handing it back.
Yeah. Straight?
Yeah. If he hands me tequila, I'm probably handing it back. Like, he actually, there's a bottle of Don Julio downstairs.
So if I get offered tequila, it's just like, no.
Well, even in general, like, if that's the first thing, like, he brought over that night a bottle of Don Julio. Yeah. And great tequila, don't get me wrong, but, like, if I've already been drinking, no chance.
Nah, I'm good.
No chance I'm touching that shit.
I'm good.
I think
that would either black me out.
See, there's probably a lot of beers that I'd say no to. Like a lot of IPAs, I'd probably be like, "Nah, I'm good."
Some of them are ridiculously.
I was gonna say, yeah.
If it's something I recognize, I'll take it. But if it's just a random IPA, I'm probably saying no.
It depends.
Because it's gonna bring down my whole mood if I don't like it, and that's all I have to drink for the next fucking 10 minutes.
I know, and you gotta like suffer through it.
You're like, this is I'm drinking liquefied tree bark right now.
Dog, that
and I gotta get it down in 15 minutes so I can get something different.
I know your mom's about to be mad, but that like strawberry deck, whatever the fucking shot was, that twisted thing.
Those were a lot,
bro. No, the strawberry with the rum chata one.
Mm-hmm.
I almost met my maker with that one.
That one wasn't bad. It was like the actual shots, like not the one she made out of them.
Yeah,
like when she made them. I was fine.
It was the
but like the pre-made. Actual fucking those were fucking gross. They tasted like synthetic fucking like you know the syrups you get in fucking coffee. It was like that.
That's exactly what I felt. And couldn't like, do it. That fucking that like mango-y one that you and I both had.
I had a chocolate one.
Oh, I couldn't.
It was the last one known to drink it. Rough.
No,
I'm turning that down every time now.
All time. Yeah. Any coffee liqueur.
Liqueur.
Harry Potter. Any of that shit. Any fucking, like, if you're handing me straight Baileys.
I don't think I've ever had straight Baileys ever.
I don't think you drink it like that. There's no way.
I think you're supposed to have it, like, in coffee.
I don't think it's supposed to be in coffee, but that's...
That's like the only way I've had it.
It's pretty much creamer, yeah.
Yeah, that's the only way I've had it.
I've had it in, like, a chocolate milk. For some reason.
Straight.
You've had it in a chocolate milk? It's crazy.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Mudslide, it's called.
Oh.
TJ, you had them.
Mudslides are actually banging. Shout out CJ for making that shit.
Have you ever seen...
That was so long ago,
banging.
This is so off topic, bro. Have you seen that TikTok I sent you that's like, it's a frictionless wipe?
Yes. And you're like...
I'm a human mudslide. Oh, dude. Oh, fuck, it's so funny. That's a banger, though. That song's so good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What the fuck are those guys called? OCT or OTC, something like that?
I think it's OTC.
Off the Clock or, like, some shit?
Yeah.
Anyways, they're fucking hilarious, dude. That and the Dim Sum Paradise, so good. Bangers.
There's a, like, you know, I tend to be on the Snoop Dogg side of smoking, drinking.
Yeah.
And so, like, there's a lot of times, like, if I've already been smoking a bit... It doesn't matter what you hand me. I'm going to be like,
Yeah,
all right. Because I got to – I don't know what it is, but I got to power through, like, the first three.
Really?
And once I'm through the first three, I mean, that's when I'm like
– you hand me a beer. Or like, once I start drinking, like, it's very rare that I just cut myself off at, like, hey, I'm having two beers unless I'm out. Whereas, like, when I'm home – like, if I start drinking, I'm going to drink. Not to where I'm fucking absolutely shit-faced, but, like, to where I am, like, feeling great.
You have a certain level of drunk.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, it makes me laugh so hard.
Why?
Because your music taste strictly goes country.
Oh, so, yeah. No. There's a science, bro. There's a science. So, there's a level of drunk Kane, okay? So Regular drinking Kane, like, I'm bumping, I'm thuming, like, we're listening to everything.
Oh, yeah, rap, like, yeah, high level. Like,
we're fucking,
high energy.
We're chilling.
Yeah.
And then, like, it gets to a certain point in the night where it's like, okay, we are fucking...
peak.
Yeah, like, I am going to plateau here, I'm settling down for the night, I'm going to listen to other things, and most of the time eventually leans strictly towards country. Now, there's two types of Kane when he gets drunk. The kind of Kane where he's just chilling, like, not all only playing country. And then I get so drunk to where I only listen to country and I'm just sad because I want to be sad. But I make myself sad because I want to be sad.
I want to be sad, okay?
Like, there's a crossroads to me when I'm fucking hammered that's either we're going to have a good time still or I want to be sad.
Like, I need
to get this out.
Like a natural filtration process.
Yeah, it is. It is.
I like it.
It's not. I don't make the decision. It's what my body tells me. Okay.
I'm just saying.
My body is open about what it needs, and so now again, that there's two different things there. I either get sad, and I want to talk about it, or I want to be left alone, or I'm really happy, and I want you to shut the fuck up because I want to listen to the fucking music.
Right. Right.
Like, once that crossroads splits, there's then two more forks. One on each side. Either let's have a really good time, we're going to keep fucking riding this wave until we're blacked out, or shut the fuck up, I just want to sit here and listen to the music. And then on the other side, it's I'm sad and want to talk about it, or I'm sad, leave me alone, I just want to have a couple more beers while I sit here and sulk.
Dude, it's so funny, because it's probably like, if we start drinking at, I don't know, like 7?
Yeah.
It's about like 11:30 midnight.
Yeah.
And that's when, like, the fork.
Yeah.
You hit the fork.
Yeah.
And I'm like... Once I see him just, like, sitting on the couch, and, like, I just see him scrolling, and I just hear music, and he's, like, kind of singing. He's doing one of these and singing, and then he goes back, and I'm like, oh, he's in the feels tonight.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, this is the drunk Kane we got. And then there's some nights,
we're just doing.
You're just, like, fucking vibing. I'm like, buddy, it's 3 in the morning. You're like, shot?
Are you tired? You trying to go to bed or something?
You brawling?
But see, like, yeah, and that's the thing is, like, I know what, like, it's not that I'm so drunk that I'm fucking crying, like, I'm just fucking incapacitated.
You're just sitting there.
I am drunk enough, like, I'm at the point of intoxication where I know where I want to be. So I level off at those times. Whereas, like, when I hit that second fork on this side of, like, no, we're going for it. We're all in. Like, we are fucking to the moon, baby.
See, that's why I got to get through the 3.
Yeah.
Because my body's like, all right, are we just having a few sitting here, or are we getting
exactly
drunk?
Like, I'll have one or two if I'm gaming or something. But, like, the other night when I did my return stream, I was hammered. Like, I was cooked by myself, just jamming in Discord that night. That was a great night. It was so much fun.
All the fucking...
There was, like, 8 people in chat. We're just all fucking like, damn, the song's a banger.
No shit.
Yeah, dude, it was a good time. Anyways, guys, I think that was a good episode.
I think so as well.
You know?
Agreed.
Dill agrees. He was a little quiet.
Yeah, that was...
I felt like that was a
you
big
guys
new yap sesh a little bit.
Yeah,
you guys were popping off.
Yeah, towards the end.
I don't want to interrupt you guys talking. You know,
we appreciate that, you know?
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah. I mean, if you're popping, I'll let you pop. And then I ain't going to just
vice
like,
versa, of course.
Yeah, we could all pop each other.
Yeah. Pop each other's assholes.
Pop each other off.
Whoa, no.
Bingo.
No.
Okay.
Anyways, boys, if you enjoyed this episode of the TKT Podcast, Two Girl Time Podcast, please leave a like, comment, subscribe on YouTube, as well as leave a recommendation of segments that you want to hear us talk about, or just things that you want to hear us talk about in the Q&A on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
Yes.
Also, leave a 5-star review. We're still at 16. Get your shit together.
Get it.
We know you fucking like it. We know you listen to it. leave a goddamn review, okay?
Fucking.
Fuck you, you fucking Mandy's.
Fuck you fucking Mandy's.
Anyways, guys, if you enjoyed this podcast, much love. We'll see you in the next one.
Peace.